It's Mind Food Radio, and it is, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I welcome to the show Wayne Jones, Director and Breast Surgeon at Breast Associates. Hello there, Wayne.
Oh, hi, Nikki.
Big question, and I know this is a big question. Do more women now live with breast cancer than die from it?
Absolutely. The cure rates for breast cancer in this country are between 80 and 90%. So the majority of people do well. The main issue is to diagnose it early and treat it promptly and offer women all the range of extra treatments that are required.
So what's made the difference there, Wayne? Obviously, things have changed a lot. So let's say I got breast cancer 20 years ago. Would I live longer with it now than I would have then?
Yes, you would. Hopefully, you would be more aware of the symptoms. GPs are certainly much more aware of how to investigate breast lumps, and they refer people earlier to breast specialists. And we have a lower threshold for doing mammograms and ultrasounds and biopsies. So we are picking up cancers earlier. In addition, the screening program has made a real difference in the early diagnosis rates. We're also using multidisciplinary clinics to help decision making. So we discuss all our breast cancer patients with oncologists and other specialists so that we can formulate a plan, and we tend to treat women more aggressively than we did 20 years ago.
Now, my question would be, obviously, there's an awful lot of media attention around finding lumps, and we have to check regularly. Are there any other symptoms that women can experience with breast cancer, if not a lump?
Yes, lumps are the commonest sign of a breast cancer, but of course most lumps that people feel aren't malignant, aren't cancerous, and just if you find a lump doesn't mean that you've got cancer, but it does need to be assessed. The other symptoms are occasionally breast pain, although that's very uncommon with breast cancer. And in fact, if you've got breast pain, it's more likely to be a benign cause than cancer. And also nipple changes. So if the nipple becomes inverted, or it changes position, or you get bleeding or discharge on the nipple, those can also be signs of breast cancer. And so people should be aware of that.
I think the interesting thing is that they're a very unusual thing to deal with, aren't they? No one breast is ever the same, is it?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, people's hands and feet are different and people's breasts are different.
Oh, they so are. So are you feeling positive with regard to the direction that things are going in with regard to breast health in New Zealand, Wayne?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's just a general greater awareness, and we're very lucky because we've got a wide range of technological advances that we use. And I think the screening program is working very well.
Now, you are a general breast and endocrine surgeon. You're also director of surgery at Auckland District Health Board. How much of your job, obviously there's the expertise that are involved with treating the cancers, but how much of your role, Wayne, is focused on the mental well-being of your patients? Because I would imagine that's huge.
We've always appreciated the importance of psychosocial support with our patients with breast cancer, and part of that is providing them with a supportive environment. We have access to psychologists, and we involve GPs in supporting our patients. And it really is quite incredible the stress that women go through with the diagnosis for breast cancer. And in fact, just today I've seen a young woman who's had breast cancer 15 years ago, and now yesterday she was told she's got a new breast cancer. So that adds extra stress, because as with that lady, she thought she'd done everything right. She'd changed her environment, she'd stopped smoking, she'd cut back on drinking, she'd exercised more, and she still got breast cancer. So, you know, she is quite distraught having a second breast cancer. And those are special situations, but they require a lot of support and a lot of understanding.
And I guess the other thing is, it's not just the woman that goes through the breast cancer, is it? It's her entire family, her extended family, maybe a husband, children, and that's an awful lot to deal with.
Oh, absolutely it is. And unfortunately, with breast cancer being common, particularly in the, well, getting more common in younger women, we're finding a lot of our patients have got school-age children, and that brings extra stress. The women want to be around for their kids through the difficult schooling, exam years, and they want to be around to watch them grow up.
And I can fully understand that. Well, Wayne Jones, Director and Breast Surgeon at Breast Associates, thank you so much for the work that you're doing and for trying to save lives, essentially, because that's exactly what you are doing. And I think women everywhere appreciate it. So thank you so much for your time today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.